This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. Super Bowl 59. You know, there's not that many times that a Super Bowl comes to a city, and my producer Jeff Gilgreave and I decided that we thought it was important to check in as we ramp up to the Super Bowl with Jay Cicero, who is the president and CEO of Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, because these just don't happen that many times for cities. And this can be really a defining moment for the city. And we've already seen a rally cry across the city and doing so many different projects to pretty ourselves up to make sure that we are ready to put on the greatest show in America for sure. And he brings with him some special guests today that are playing integral parts of this presentation. Leah Brown, the manager, policy, government, and public affairs with Chevron's Gulf of Mexico business unit. And we'll talk about folks that want to volunteer. Mike Sawaya, president and general manager of the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. We'll talk a lot about the improvements there and what we can hope to see by Super Bowl time, as well as Evan Holmes, the general manager of ASM Global. That's the organization responsible for the management of the Dome, the Arena, and several other state-owned properties throughout the metropolitan area. And we'll get a feel for the history of the Dome, the history of Super Bowls there, and how important that facility is to the city. So we'll start off with Jay Cicero. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Always glad to be on.
So, Jay, I know you got your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on and everything that's happening. I visited with Michael Heck on Wednesday. He is as excited as ever and thinks that things are on track. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's easy to get Michael excited, but we're excited also, yeah, for sure. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to hosting a Super Bowl, and it takes a village, so to speak. But we have 16 active working subcommittees under the leadership of Marcus Brown from Entergy as our committee chair, and the New Orleans Saints and the Sports Foundation. So we've just everybody's working hard and everybody has plans, and it's all starting to come together.
Absolutely. I know we want to get things started, but I wanted to give you an opportunity if you had some opening remarks that you wanted to make.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a matter of pride for us at the Sports Foundation. This will be our fourth to serve as the host committee staff. And certainly partners like Chevron and Entergy and Saints and Ochsner and the ASM Global and the Morial Convention Center. It takes all of us working together to make this happen, and a lot of planning in place, a lot of fundraising has taken place, and so we're in a good position right now and hopefully be in a spot to be able just to execute the plan over the next 4 months.
So remind me, how far are we from the event?
We're a little over 4 months.
Last time I asked you that, you had it down to the minute.
Don't try and entice me into something I don't like. But, you know, those things drive me nuts, and I can't sleep at night if I start thinking about the number of days. But it's coming soon, and things are moving in the right direction for sure.
I don't know about you, but these months seem to be flying by, August and September, and now we're into October. I mean, it's like, where did the month of September go for sure?
Yeah, the closer we get, it seems that time goes a little quicker.
So let's bring in Leah Brown, manager, policy, government, and public affairs, Chevron's Gulf of Mexico business unit. Leah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you guys are running the Super Bowl 59 ambassador program, which plays a really critical role in the success of the Super Bowl. So I guess we'll start off with, how can people across Louisiana be involved, even if they're not going to the game?
Yes, great question. So we're happy to present the Ambassador Program working with the Sports Foundation. Clearly, hosting people, it's what we do as the city of New Orleans. That's, I would say, better than any other city in the world. Folks who want to sign up to be ambassadors have until October 28th, and they can go directly to NOLASuperBowl.com.
And so what would the opportunities be for the volunteers? I mean, I'm sure that they're very diverse in nature, right?
Yeah, so working with the Sports Foundation, again, we will have training for the ambassadors once folks are signed up for the program. They're going to be stationed in a variety of areas, so it could be anything from helping guests who arrive at the airport to different hotels or downtown venues. So it will be places and spaces all over the city where folks are coming in and may need some assistance.
And they could just go to NOLASuperBowl.com to sign up. How many volunteers do you anticipate that you're going to need to put this on?
Well, we're super excited that thus far we've had such high interest. We have about 6,200 people who've already signed up, and we're looking to get roughly 7,000.
That's incredible. 6,200 already, and you need 7,000?
It is. So, you know, we're... Yes, we need 7,000. Very optimistic that we will reach or exceed that goal. You can also see folks signing up ambassadors at Saints games and other local community events.
You know, what's interesting is they're going to get to see a lot of what's going on front and center, right? The excitement of people coming in, those that are for the NFC team or the AFC team, and, you know, bringing all of that you know, energy, and then the media. I mean, I think what are you going to have, like 6,000 members of the media attending as well?
Yeah, agreed. It is definitely a very unique opportunity and a way to participate in the Super Bowl, even if, you know, you're not planning on attending the game. I think it's a way to allow all parts of our city to kind of be a part of Super Bowl 59.
So these ambassadors, what are they going to kind of be responsible for?
So it'll vary based on which location you're placed in, and the team will kind of look at some of that once they have individuals all signed up into the system and go through the trainings that are going to be scheduled likely for early next year. But it could be providing directions. It could just be passing out some of the really cool Super Bowl swag. There's a commemorative bead that highlights all of the different New Orleans Super Bowl activities. So it'll be, you know, quite diverse, probably based on where you are.
And what does it do? The ambassadors, is there something for them from Super Bowl 59?
We do. I do believe there are going to be other Super Bowl swag that will be unique only to those who are signed up for the program. So clearly, there's going to be a cool Super Bowl 59 shirt for the ambassadors that will set them apart for maybe others participating. They may have some additional info on what, if the team has any other cool paraphernalia for those who are participating.
And most importantly...
That's exactly right, Leah. You know, there's going to be some specific clothing and identification for volunteers to be able to participate. You know, there'll also be a post-event party somewhere, of course, for all the volunteers and the ambassadors. So we'll be excited to be able to do that once Super Bowl is done.
And I read somewhere, Jay, I think also, and Leah, that y'all have made sure that there's going to be complimentary parking for folks, because a lot of this stuff is at downtown venues, which sometimes that can be a challenge, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's important for us to make it as easy as possible for the volunteers and for the ambassadors to be able to, you know, have a easy logistical check-in, parking that'll be provided at no cost to them, as well as assignments and easily available communication where if there's any questions that they can't answer that they're working with us. But, you know, like I always say, we always want to show visitors where our favorite po' boy place is, and 2 hours later we're visiting with them and they're going to be staying at our house that night. So it's something that New Orleanians do better than anyone else, and we welcome visitors and we make friends so easily. That's something that's very special about our area.
So, Leah, are there any special requirements to be a Super Bowl ambassador?
So you only need to be 18. That's the primary requirement to sign up. But other than that, that's really it. And the details, as well as maybe some high-level FAQs, are also posted at the NOLASuperBowl.com link.
And that application deadline, again, is, I think you said, October 28th.
That's correct.
So, obviously, Chevron's leading this volunteer initiative in the greater New Orleans area. Are there other ways of volunteering? That Chevron is participating, excuse me?
So for now, we're going through the host committee sponsorship. I would say that's the primary way that we're connected to this particular activity. But of course, we continue to have a multitude of partners across the greater New Orleans area. And this is really part of our larger commitment to economic development. As both of you well know, it's a huge boost to the local economy.
Yeah, I think y'all are... with partners, you're partnering with the Bayou Region Incubator and Startup North Shore, as well as Fletcher Community College and others in this endeavor, right?
Well, yeah. So those are more so in the space of an ongoing commitment that we have. And those are definitely some of our other economic development partners that we do different projects with year round.
Yeah. Final thoughts, Leah?
Excited for Super Bowl 59. I think the closer that we get to the date, you know, the more excited that folks get. It's a bit like waiting for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. All right, we got to get to a break. Leah Brown, thank you so much for joining us. Manager, Policy, Government, and Public Affairs of Chevron's Gulf of Mexico Business Unit. When we come back after the break, we will visit with Michael Sawaya, New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. And we will be right back. Stay with us.